One of the reasons that we're offering our SoberRide program, which is a free safe ride service that we've done for 34 years now, we're offering it not just on Monday, which is St. Patrick's Day, but actually on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. If just for the fact that you have a number of pub crawls, you've got a number of bar activities that are happening not just on Monday, but actually all of this week, but especially on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for sure. We wanted to cast the widest net possible. I mean, on St. Patrick's Day alone, nearly half, at least according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 45% of all traffic deaths in this country involve drunk drivers. When you start looking at the 3 hours immediately past St. Patrick's Day, half of those involve drunk drivers. So it's just one of those things that you need to, you know, these high-risk, high-alcohol consumption holidays, you need to have some safety valve out there to try to make sure that people get home safe. But again, both for their benefit, but also for fellow motorists that would be otherwise sharing the roadways with perhaps impaired drivers.
You always tell us, plan ahead. That's the key.
That's exactly right. And the fact of the matter is when you have this available from Saturday beginning at 4 p.m. till 4 a.m., Sunday 4 p.m. to 4 a.m., and Monday. Again, I don't know anybody that has Tuesday, March 18th off, but 4 p.m. on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, till 4 a.m. the following day. So for 12 consecutive hours, people can avail themselves of this local life-saving service. They can go to SoberRide.com, which is the website that will tell them about this local life-saving program, but it's also the place we'll be posting a code, and that code goes into your Lyft app. Our rideshare provider is Lyft, L-Y-F-T, and the service is for both new and existing Lyft users, so you download Lyft to your phone, you download that code at SoberRide.com, put it into your phone, it will then provide you a $15 credit. As you and I have talked in years past, the majority of our rides for this program are under $15, so it really does take the majority of people home. But let's say that your cost, your fare is 20. We'll still pay for the first 15. You're simply going to be on the hook for the balance of the remaining five.
But to offer something like this, Kurt, to make this available, you are doing everything you can to try to help people make good decisions.
Well, you know what? But at the end of the day, it's really up to them to make the right decisions. So we'd like people throughout the year to do the right thing and to plan ahead, to plan their exit strategy before they go out. But if all things fail, your designated driver starts drinking, you find you don't have a way home, and you think your only way home is to get behind the wheel of a car, you can avail yourselves of this program till way after last call. Again, 4 a.m. each night this weekend, including Monday, and be afforded a safe and a sober way home.
You just said something there that I hadn't thought of or heard about. Your designated driver starts drinking. I guess that can happen.
Well, it's not just that. It's the connotation of that word. So, I mean, it used to be just designated driver, and I think most people in my industry, at least, are using the word designated sober driver because in many circles, the designated driver, unfortunately, is viewed as the person that had the least amount to drink. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the person that's abstaining completely. We're also talking about a role that we realize is rotated amongst friends. And I think most commercial establishments realize that, and they're offering free admission for the designated sober driver. They're offering free soft drinks and so forth. But that may not be something that everybody can do or have access to and so forth. But what everybody does have access to is planning ahead, using public transportation, using Metro, using, if it's not rideshare in the form of what we're providing with SoberRide, then it's rideshare in general, if not taxi cabs. And if it's not, it's spending the night somewhere. But doing whatever it takes to stop yourself from getting behind the wheel of a car if alcohol is part of the evening.
I will make that note, designated sober driver, because you're right. You assume.
Exactly. And again, the program is only as good as the number of people that use it. We had over 500 people utilize this program last St. Patrick's Day. Of course, that was for one single evening. We had 503 people that did the right things and utilized this program rather than possibly driving home impaired. But again, I don't know what else we can do to convenience the would-be drunk driver than offering this 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. for three consecutive evenings. So I'm hoping that we have healthy ridership. But again, the program is only as good as the number of people that use it.
Again, it's always a good reminder, too, to talk about the fact that if you slip up on this and deal with the police, it is going to cost you.
Well, and they're going to be out there in force. I mean, it's not just both Maryland State Police, Virginia State Police have put out reminders of folks saying that they're going to be ramped up looking to identify and apprehend drunk drivers. And whether it's D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, the penalties vary a little bit, but they're uniformly tough. And if you get a DUI in any of those areas, again, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, you're looking at penalties of up to $2,500, up to a year in jail, and having your license taken away for a year. In addition, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia are all localities that if you do get convicted of a DUI, and again, it doesn't matter whether it's your first or 31st, you're going to have to put in your car these in-car breathalyzers, otherwise known as ignition interlock devices, that the driver of the vehicle is going to have to blow into and demonstrate that they've not been drinking for the car to be operable.
Mm. It's embarrassing and it can be deadly. That's the bottom line on this. And expensive.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is that all we're asking people to do is have fun, celebrate the holiday, just simply plan your exit strategy. Again, the SoberRide code goes on SoberRide.com at 3 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, and then it will be available for that evening, for Sunday evening, and, of course, Monday, actually being St. Patrick's Day, it'll be available that evening.
Choose wisely. Then that's the message you often talk about. Thank you for what, Kurt, you and so many of your partners are doing to try to keep the roads safe.
Hi, Ted, I appreciate it, but also I appreciate your attention on the issue. It's always, I think that, you know, there's so many other competing traffic safety issues for the public's attention that sometimes I feel like drunk driving gets pushed down and people think that we've won the fight against it, when I can tell you the exact opposite is true. The fact of the matter is that drunk driving fatalities are up in Virginia. They're up in the greater Washington area as a whole. They're up for the second year in the greater Washington area. They went up 4% last year, and they went up the year before that. And yet here we are, still a locality that annually, or D.C. area, that annually arrests almost 9,000 persons a year for DUI. So anybody thinking that the fight against drunk driving has been won could not be more wrong.
And all you have to do is go look at the Stafford County Sheriff's Office Facebook page on a Monday when they recount the arrests on the weekend, and it makes you sick sometimes.
They specifically do a great job of communicating, and I wish all local law enforcement would do that, but you're absolutely right. Stafford County Sheriff's Office does a great job of summarizing what they unfortunately have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, which is serving as the front lines against drunk driving. But some of the DUI arrests will absolutely take your breath away if you look at their website on any given Monday. You're so right. Look at that on Monday and see what transpired over the weekend.
I guess we'll talk Cinco de Mayo. Kurt Erickson, Washington Regional Alcohol Program. Thanks, Kurt.
Thanks, Ted. Happy St. Patrick's Day.